The Canadian band Stars began in Montreal in 2001 and returned to the World Cafe with a new album, In Our Bedroom After the War, which continues what has been described as the cinematic songwriting and performance of the band's lead singers, Torkel Campbell and Amy Milan. We'll hear some of the new songs, but first I asked Torkel about this very cohesive album and whether he and Amy wrote it as a whole.
Well, I think that's always the way we go into the process, is that we want to try and make a record that holds together from beginning to end. We're not a singles band, that's for sure. We've proven that over the years. So I guess we're an album band, you know, and these guys work very hard on finding a tone for the music. And I think that we always think narratively. And in order to have good narratives, you have to have some arc to it, and you have to have some shape and some links between things, some recurring themes. So that's always something we focus on when we're making a record.
Speaking of narratives, you really use all the different elements of this band in each thing. There's a back and forth between you and Amy on a song. There's things that Amy kind of plays the female part. There's ones where do you when you're writing, to go, I have this opportunity to do this, and do those little scenes in a play?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's one of the great things about writing lyrics in this band, is that you do always have the opportunity to give two sides of the story, and that it doesn't just become a kind of confessional thing or a Dear Diary entry kind of song, but that you can write that kind of song, but then you can have someone give a different version of events. And I think that helps people to connect to the music and to the stories in a way that keeps them coming back, maybe, that it's music you can listen to again and again, because you always find someone in there or some point of view that you feel is yours, you know, and you can connect with. And I think that's sort of typical of writing drama, I guess, is you have a protagonist and you have a villain and you have people that the audience can identify with. And I think we strive to do that.
I think too, like Chris Seligman and Evan Cranley and Patty McGee, I think that they write very cinematic sounding music. So when Torkel and I go in to write the lyrics, it presents itself with a story because of the music that they're writing.
I was going to use that word, cinematic. I was even going to say cinerama. I mean, it is a big
cinerama
production.
Tribute to David Gedge.
Your time. Yeah. Just in terms of, you really had a chance to totally produce the record. Yeah. You must have more time or money or something, or both.
We had a little bit more money this time. We sold a couple of records of Set Yourself on Fire, so the record company felt like this could be our record that we could actually spend a little money on. It might be the only one. I don't know if we'll do it again. I think we'll go back to the garage band.
Well, we have the little playlit version of the Cinerama film today, as they're scattered around the studio.
Yeah, it's a workshop version of this. It's an independent film today.
Exactly.
We also have a new member who's joined us for touring, because Evan Cranley plays a lot of the guitars, and Apostle of Hustle, actually our friend, played some guitars on the record, but he's on tour, so we have this lovely young man named Alan Snoddy with us here on the guitar.
Sounds great. Now, what shall we begin with?
We're going to play a really, really old song for some reason to start things off, called On Peekill. It's from the first record we ever made, which was called Night Songs. We recorded it back in Brooklyn in a bedroom with very little hope of anything ever going right. We hope you enjoy it.
Fell hard on the roofs that day. You telephone from far away. I see the ocean from my room. All I could say was, are you coming home soon? The static whisper in my ear, but in a moment your voice was clear. I need some time, you said to me. That's when I knew you were gonna make me lonely. You were gonna make me wish for a time before I was born, when every living breath was another new dawn. Like the time I was five at the top of Peking, almost took me away. You're gonna make me wish time like before I was born, when every living breath was a loving new dawn. Like the time I was five at the top of Peak Hill, and the wind almost took me away. Get more done, I'll have some fun. Pretend you're not the only one. But are you the only one for me? Yeah. And I'm never gonna wish for the time before I was born, when every living breath was another new dawn. Like the time I was five at the top of Peak Hill, and the wind almost took me away. You're gonna make me wish for the time like before I was born, when every living breath was another new dawn. Like the time I was five at the top of Peak Hill, and the wind almost took me away.
Early Stars revived on Peach Hill. It must be kind of fun to do things that people, a lot of people didn't hear, and to kind of present them again.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing, actually, how many people have heard that stuff thanks to the glory of stealing stuff off the internet. They can. That got a big round of acknowledgement last night, which was surprising. But it certainly helps the shows and makes the shows a lot more fun. The fact that we now have 4 records and a couple of EPs behind us, you can really pick and choose things. And it is a lot of fun to go back and look at things that you did a while back and sort of see if they still work.
Stars are our guests on the Cafe today. And I mentioned playing with narrative, and there's a song on here called Personal that that is a little playlet. And I don't know it turns out so well, but...
No, but it's a bit of a grim ending.
But it's a good one. Can you do that one?
Sure, absolutely. This one's called Personal.
Wanted single F, under 33. Must enjoy the sun, must enjoy the sea. Sought by single M, Mrs. Destiny. Send photo to address, is it you and me? Reply to single M, Caroline, cell phone number here, call if you have the time. 28 and bored, grieving over loss. Sorry to be heavy, heavy is the cost, heavy is the cost. For response, these things can be scary, not always what you want. How about a drink? The St. Jude Club at noon. I'll phone you first, I guess. I hope I see you soon. I never got your name, I assume you're 33. Your voice, it sounded kind. I hope that you like me. And when you see my face, I hope that you don't laugh. I'm not a film star beauty, I'll send a photograph. I hope that you don't laugh. Thank you.
we'll never meet now. It wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. Oh, sure, you saw me. But it wasn't meant to be.
Wanted single men under 33. Must enjoy the sun, must enjoy the sea. Sold by single men, nothing too heavy. Send photo to address. Is it you or me? 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 Is it you or me?
Lovely. That is called Personal, another one that you will find on In Our Bedroom After the War, the new Stars album. I guess you may get this question a bunch. I don't know. But the war figures in this, but not in any big, obvious way. Mm-hmm. Is it kind of just a background to what's going on in people's lives?
Much like it is in real life, you know? I mean, I think this war of all wars has been something that's a sort of... It's a nightmare we have when we let ourselves have it, but it's something that we largely live without having to deal with. It's happening far away, and it's happening to people that most of us don't know, and it's a strange war that way. And I think most of the wars in your life end up being like that. You know, they're over before you even knew you were fighting them, and they cost you something, but you don't know exactly what it was yet. And the only place to go to start again, whether it's in a public sense or in a private sense, ultimately, you know, everyone's going to end up waking up in the morning, and it will end one day. And you only have one chance to start again and to get it right. So that seems like a very hopeful place to be, to me, is In Our Bedroom After the War.
Was that song and that concept the beginning of the writing for you?
Or? Well, it's it's hard to explain when there's five people involved in writing. Everyone has a different beginning point. You know, it's like for me, I guess, the idea of death and birth at the same time, of creation and destruction, is something that always gets my creative juices flowing and gets me thinking about things. And that idea of beginning again was definitely something I wanted to explore on the record. But I think that one of the amazing things about being in a band is that everybody dreams up their own private world of what the record is going to be, and somehow we bring it together and it congeals into one thing that makes sense, you know. But I could never express what the beginning for Patty was or the beginning for Amy was. That's what's crazy, is that you meet at this crossroads and it all seems to fall into place and everybody seems to be speaking the same language, you know.
I guess people think that you and Chris Torque got together at first, and so I kind of see you as the center of the band, but it clearly isn't that way.
It's so not that. I think it's one of the funny things about singing, I guess, is people identify with the voice and with words, so they assume that the person telling them the story is kind of the person making up the story. But in this band, at least, it really is a group of friends who discovered a world together, and we try and recreate that world as a fivesome every time we go out and write a song.
Now, Amy, what was the effect of you having your solo album and going out and touring with that in between this on how you felt about this band?
Well, it was nice to be a little quieter for a while. Not that we're like the loudest band, but actually when we play live, we get quite, there's a ruckusness about us. But when you tour a lot, you don't get to see a lot of people. And the people that I was touring with in that band, there's a great friend of mine, Dan Whiteley, who's an incredible mandolin player. And really, it was just, I wanted to take him on the road. I really just wanted to take him to Ireland, and that's the only reason I put out that record. And I got to take him to Ireland, and then I missed my friends and Stars, and we got back together. And I mean, there's so much room for lots of things. You know, Torque will put out a beautiful record with his friend Chris Dumont on Memphis, and it's important to have room. And these guys were really supportive, and I think we all all support each other in doing other projects. And there's, I mean, it's art, and you can't ever stop the art.
Publish or perish, you know? The number of records you put out. If you sell 50 copies of 8 records a year, you start making a living.
It's the long tail, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, Amy, if you are singing something, can we assume it's your words, or how does that work?
Generally speaking, but Torquil, you know, he likes to write. I'm not as good at writing for him solely, but Calendar Girl is an example where he was like, you know, I really want you to sing this song, and I wrote it for Carole King, but, you know, you're beside me, so.
But she sucks now, and you're awesome, so.
But generally speaking, yes, I mean, like, Genova Heights is obviously Torquil's lyrics, and, you know, a song like My Favorite Book is my lyrics, and... But we, you know, the like Ex Lover Is Dead is Torquil's lyrics, but Midnight Coward are my lyrics. So, I mean, it's all a big bunch, and we'll like help each other out. I mean, Torquil will be like, actually, My Favorite Book is an example. I used to say, like My Favorite Book. And he said, why don't you just say, you're my favorite book? I was like, all right, that's a good idea.
Because metaphors are so much better than similes. Everybody knows that. Duh.
You're a nerd. You're a nerd.
Now, what about Window Bird?
Window Bird, yes. I wrote those lyrics.
You do that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The early morning, high end. Birdie.
Is high.
Window Bird from Stars playing live for us, and Amy Milan on vocals, and as we learned,
early morning vocals.
Lyrics on that one. Yes. Yes, we make people appear here at 7 o'clock in the morning on the World Cafe.
It's a sort of sobriety test.
Absolutely.
The world of rock and roll, noon is 7 in the morning.
Or there are people who stay up all night, of course.
Yes,
it goes both ways.
We're not one of them.
And no, indeed. Oh. What do you guys want to finish up with?
We're going to finish up with one of my favorite songs off the record. It's called Midnight Coward. And yeah, it's about looking for love in all the wrong places.
It's I think of it as the same two people in Elevator Love Letter.
Yeah,
they've sort of been playing this game for a couple years now.
I think Amy and I have a few couples. We have our drug dealer couple that we tell stories about. We have our sort of bored urbanite yuppie couple. And then we have like our half-naked insane children running along a cliff couple. Those are our three selections. This one's from the bored urbanite file.
Sweetness never suits me. When I get it off to take you home, maybe it's love at first, slightly drunk. Now I'm walking with the sun in my mouth. Worry is a well. Of how you're gonna play, how long should I stay? Promises never cease to persist, and now I'm back on my back, just bite your word. Hurry to believe, 'cause I can always trust as much as you.
Midnight Coward, as Stars finishes up their set live today on the Cafe. Another one from In Our Bedroom After the War, the lavishly packaged and art-directed new album.
That's paintings by my brother, Tom Campbell. If you have 10 grand lying around, go buy one of his paintings.
And more than one, right?
Yeah, throughout. If you have 20, buy two. He might give you a deal.
Thank you guys so much for the work.
Thank you so much for having us and for the support. We appreciate coming in.
Thank you.
And for coming in. Star's our guest, so we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.